The proposal allocates $250,000 to each council member who will spend the money on specific projects. Just under $4 million would come from Lexington's Rainy Day Fund. It would roughly cut the fund in half. Such spending bothers Jim Capillo, who has worked at the Fayette County Jail for 20 years. In an effort to save taxpayer money, he and his colleagues agreed to cheaper salary and benefits packages. Given those cutbacks, Capillo is now critical of new spending.
And now it may be perceived that pork barrel politics a la Washington, D.C., is creeping in.
For example, Capillo says the money could be better spent on the jail's computers, which he claims could soon crash. However, Councilmember Siobhan Akers argues the additional spending will allow members to fund improvements that will benefit city employees and their neighbors.
For the correction officer who only makes $14 an hour, these funds that would be spent within the district would actually benefit his neighborhood, reinvest back into his neighborhood, and improve his quality of life for himself and his family.
For example, Akers says a council member could decide to spend the money on improvements to trails, tennis, and basketball courts. The preliminary vote on the proposal passed 8-6. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.